We've claimed her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. She's got such a sweet spirit about her and such a ministry of music. We need that today.
Amen.
Amen. Special day today because we're all here together. And that's a special time. Anytime we can come together as one, that's a special time. I love what God did. He organized this thing where we could come. We worship Him every day, but we set a day aside that we can come and learn about Him and study about Him and draw closer to Him. And I know we got a special person in the audience today. Amen. 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 She's 25 years old today.
Amen. Amen.
She claims that too, don't she?
Yes.
Amen. So we're glad to have you and your family here today. I got special people here today. Ronnie, I just love him. We went to school together. Luby, Renee, they're here today. Just a bunch of people here today. We're just glad all of you are here. We're all family together. God's so good. I want to share with you a few minutes this morning. We'll begin today and we'll just go whatever, how long it takes. I'm concerned today. I thank God I've always sort of been a realist because I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I wasn't raised in all that. And so my journey with the Lord began early on because there's a little church down the road from where I was born, where I was raised at. And basically I started going out of boredom because I didn't want to stay around home all the time. I was the youngest of my family, and so they had all left me, so I was just there. But God had a plan. So I began to go down to that little church just to be around somebody and fellowship, and little did I know that God would use that to help me come to know Him as a Savior. And I kind of began to grow like that because I didn't know anything, and I've been in the ministry now a little over 44 years, and I'm still learning a lot about God because there's no way we know all there is to know about Him. But I won't forget those days when I didn't know anything and I was searching. I didn't really know I was searching, but I was searching, and I really believe that there's a lot of people searching today. I come to you today as a minister with a heavy heart because I want people to know the truth. And I know that we're up against a battle. As I read from Genesis to Revelation, it's a book of battles. It's a book of evil versus good. It's a book of right versus wrong. And today, I'm concerned because there's a lot of people walking away from faith or have their hand on the door getting ready to walk away. And the thoughts that I'm going to share with you for the next few minutes, I would like for you to reconsider Jesus. Reconsider Him for what He really is. Because as I begin to study, God in this study carried me way back in a lot of different varieties of ways. I studied church history. I studied what theologians said. And the Lord just cares in a lot of ways when you're searching in your heart. But Jesus came to the world to introduce something that was brand new. That's the reason He came. He came to fulfill what God had already started. In the old, He came to make it new. He came to introduce something brand new to the world and for the world. And what was amazing is that there was a group of people who had no territory, they had no military, they had no sacred texts, but they followed Him for a period of time and received from Him. And the Bible says that they turned the world upside down because they were searching for something that was real. I believe today there's a lot of people who look at church in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of confusion when it comes to church. Who's right? All church on every corner in Goldsboro, and you know, everybody says that they're right. Who's right? And so in the midst of all that, there's caused a lot of confusion. And the enemy's always used confusion to detour people from the real. To detour people from what's right. But here was a group of people who recognized who Jesus was. See, if you ever recognize who He really is, He will really change your life. If you can get beyond the ritual and the sacrificial and all those religious things, because Jesus didn't come to elongate religion. He didn't come to extend religion. He came to offer something brand new, and that was relationship. Relationship with a God who will take you as you are, because we can't get to Him. Religion says when you clean all of this up, when you get everything worked out, then you can know God. That's not how Jesus was. He came to where we were. There's a song that says, hey, I couldn't get to where He was, so He came to where I was. See, every one of you sitting here today in some way are struggling in your heart when it comes to know God. Every one of us were created by God, so that in itself, inside of us, is the desire to know Him. Now, we don't always know that it's to know Him, so we search for a lot of things. But this group of people, that they announced that no longer would you need sacrifices, animal sacrifices, because there had one come that takes the sin away from the world. Now, that caused a lot of confusion. They declared that animal sacrifice is no longer needed because the main sacrifice has come, and His name is Jesus. Now, in the face of Roman, Greek, and Egyptian, and Jewish religion, that caused a turmoil. I went back in history because history records time, and time records events. 347 years later, after Jesus, 374 years later, in the AD of 380, an emperor by the name of Theodosius declared Christianity to be the sole authorized religion of the empire. And what was so funny about that, this was the same empire that had Jesus crucified. So what does all that mean? 30 years later, the very movement that tried to crush Jesus now authorized Him to be the sole religion. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that Jesus is real. I'm trying to say that serving Him is real, and history records that. Do you remember John the Baptist as he was standing there baptizing that day in Jordan? He was about waist deep and he was baptizing, and all of a sudden he looks up and sees Jesus standing in the crowd. And you remember what he said in John 1:29? He said, look. He said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now, I want you to know today that pagan temples were being torn down after this time because of Christianity, and pagan worship in Roman Empire was then overruled and outlawed, all because these men declared Jesus as Lord. Now, there's a lot of history that I could get into today, and I'm not going to do that for time's sake, but I want to carry you, if you will, to the Sermon on the Mount. Will you go with me there? To the Sermon on the Mount, the book of Luke, chapter 4. Jesus came to present something that was new. And I want you to get this part. Every minute He tried to do that, He dealt with controversy. Because there's a force out there in the world that don't want you to believe God. He don't want you to believe because of religion. Now, I want to tell you something. Religion has turned people against God who's never even known God. Because religion will stamp out cookie cutter type situations and say you got to be like this in order for God to love you. Well, I want you to know that's not true. Jesus came to say that's not true. Jesus came to say whosoever will. Jesus came to say, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you've done, what you've been, who you are, I have come for you because I love you. The Old Testament is a great book. It's a great series of books. It took about 1,600 years to compile all of the Bible that you and I have today as a Bible, but it records history of events. But the New Testament comes on the scene and Jesus there appears and he says, I've come to bring you something new. Now what's amazing about Jesus being here, and I'm going to show you some stuff in the scripture real quick. Can you give me just a few more minutes? Amen. We're all going to eat at the same place today, so you can't be in a hunt. You can't say, well, I got to leave and go to the buffet. We used to say we're going to beat the Baptist to the buffet, but hey, we are the Baptist, so, you know, we're all going to eat at the buffet today. So just hold on. Bind that chicken leg in the name of Jesus. Don't let it get you this morning, because I got something to tell you today. Every one of us, when it comes to church, have got different ideas. And those ideas come from something we've seen, something we heard, somebody that claimed to be all this, and then they were no better than we are, done things that we wouldn't even do. And you see all that, and you say, something's just not right. Boy, I feel this. I just asked the Lord to help me get it out like I received it. But I want to tell you, that's exactly what the enemy wants you to think, is that it's not right, none of it right. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus came. That's the reason he came. He didn't come to be religious. The religious people didn't like him. The religious people hung him on a cross. Amen. And I'm explaining all that to you. If you hang with me, I don't know if I get through it at all today. So that means you got to come back next week. And we're going to have birthday cake next week and chicken next week too. But in the Sermon on the Mount is a sermon that a lot of preachers refer to. But I wonder, do they really understand what it was about? Because you got to understand, theologians and scholars say that Jesus' Sermon on the Mount was simply a dialogue that he used many times in his ministry. Now, John records at the very end of the book of John, records that if you wrote down everything Jesus did and everything he said, you couldn't put it all in books. So what we have here, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, actually happened in about a 6-month period, but it took 1,600 years to put it all together. So I want to talk to you about the Sermon on the Mount. It's in Luke chapter 4. And really the NIV version is a better version to understand this. I just simply read King James, but when you're studying, it's always good to get different versions and get a different understanding of what they're saying. Amen. But the NIV is a good version, so if you got that, you'll better understand it, but I'm going to explain it to you the best I can. So Jesus here in Luke chapter 4, in verse 14, it said, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And in verse 15 it says, he taught in the synagogues, in their synagogues. You see that? And glorified of all. Now, let me explain what's going on here. The scribes and the Pharisees at this time, the religious order at this time, thought that Jesus had come to be an extension of them. Jesus came to declare something new. But in their minds, they thought that Jesus had come to be an extension of the old. I want to tell you this. Salvation is the greatest gift in the world, and you got to experience it on your own. Amen. You can't experience it through your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your granddaddy, what your other church said or none of that. It's not about that. Am I making sense this morning? Are you getting anything out of this? I got a lot to tell you in a short time to do it. But Jesus came to reveal and give you Him. All these years before they had had the rituals and the sacrifices and domination. You see, in their synagogues, it makes it very clear that you understand it wasn't Jesus' synagogue, it was their synagogue. Because you got to understand that there are churches around that want you to be like them and they can't accept you if you don't be like them. One reason people are leaving faith today is because they're not going to be a hypocrite. They're not going to be somebody they're not. Am I preaching real this morning? So they'd just rather not even go to church. That's what I love about Northview. I can say this and believe it with all my heart. There's some real people here. If you come Northview looking for perfect people, you won't find them. But if you come looking for real people, people who have issues, people who have problems, people who are going through stuff, that's why Jesus came. Because every one of us has got a story. And every one of us has got a story that at this point has no end to it yet because we're still dealing with stuff. But in their synagogues, you see, the religious people of His day, you had to be a Jew. A Gentile was nothing, declared him as dog, so they separated people. They separated the poor. Now you're going to understand more about the Sermon on the Mount. They separated all that because you're not good enough to be with us. So Jesus went to their synagogue, and He stands in their synagogue. And before they understood what was going on, they're saying, boy, here's what they're saying. They didn't understand. This is so good. He went to their face and they didn't even understand what He's talking about. They were so religious, so godly, so holy. Hello? They were so holy that they could not see the truth. Amen? I want to tell you, Jesus loves you like you are, and He can love you so much that you want to change. He can love you so much that you don't want to do the things you used to do. Not because you're scared you're going to get caught. It's just because you don't want to do that no more. That's what love is all about. That's what His love is all about. So He's standing in the synagogue. And I'm going to have to quit after this because this is all I got time to give you. Everybody's praising Him. Because here's what they're saying. Boy, He's a good prophet. He's a real good teacher. He's a good rabbi. He's in verse 16, if you look at the NIV verse, it talks about that He's a great prophet. And look, He came to Nazareth where He had been brought up as His custom and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And they were talking about He's a great prophet. God, here's what they were saying. God has sent Him to help His people. Man. They were so far off. We know we're right. We know we got it all together. We hope y'all don't find out none of our secrets. Oh, ain't nobody gonna talk to me now. Amen. But we all right. And He sent this guy. He ain't just a guy. He's the Son of God. He's God. Amen. Incarnated in the flesh. He's God. He's God in the midst of them. And they don't even see it. He's getting ready to teach them the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor. Now they're going to start changing. Now they're not going to be His buddy no more. Because He's going to start revealing who He is. And they're all sitting there saying, God has sent us this guy. He's a good prophet. He's a pretty good teacher. He's a good old rabbi to help us extend what we know is right. Man. The Bible says pride goes before a fall. The Bible says don't think too highly of yourself, because if you do, you can fall. Amen? Jesus came to bring something new. And if there ever was a time that the church world needed something new. One time I was in between churches, and I visited around churches in our city. I just felt like I was supposed to do that. And I was so confused. Because what if I didn't feel like worshiping like that? What if that wasn't me? What if I didn't feel like doing all that stuff? And I could feel the eyeballs. I wonder what's wrong with him. He must be one of them. Lost people. And certainly we don't want no lost people in church. Amen? Am I telling the truth? And I'm talking about this city, Brother George, this city. And I left so confused, because I'd have people walk right over me, wouldn't even say good morning, wouldn't say nothing, and then we're going to raise our hands and we're going to sing for about 4 hours and we're going to praise the Lord and we're going to be all that. But y'all don't see no change. When Jesus gets a hold of you, things change. And you don't change to be religious. You change because you want to love Him more. Amen? A good husband, a good wife, they want to change things so they can be better for who they're supposed to be with. Amen? Jesus is not about religion. He's not about all the church stuff that you've been pushed down your throat. Well, if you don't look like this, you don't wear your hair like that, and Lord knows you don't get a tattoo. We don't dip and chew and don't hang with them that do. Amen. Y'all know I'm preaching the truth.
That's right.
And that's how these guys work. And they're sitting back, yeah, boy, we're right. I knew we were right all the time. I knew we was right. But then he starts teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. And boy, they change real quick. So he starts telling stuff. Blessed are the poor. Man, we don't believe that. And I'm getting ahead of myself. I got to quit, because you got to come back next Sunday. Because I'm telling you, I'm so fooled, because what I'm getting, I want to see churches grow. I want to see churches grow, but it ain't a matter of numbers. I want to see us grow in our heart. Because what I found out is when you grow in your heart, you're going to grow outside.
Amen.
I wish everybody in the world knew who Jesus really was. Because he came to bring something new. And that is to build a relationship with you, personal. That he'll take you just like you are. He'll love you just like you are. And he'll work with you through all your problems. You know what I love about it? He don't judge me. He works with me. He helps me. And he carries me. And I love him more today than ever before. I'm going to stop right here.